This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Tuesday, May 7th. Enter His rest. Our reading comes from Hebrews chapter 3. See to it, brothers and sisters, that none of you has a sinful, unbelieving heart that turns away from the living God. But encourage one another daily, as long as it is called Today, so that none of you may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness. We have come to share in Christ, if indeed we hold our original conviction firmly to the very end. As has just been said, today, if you hear His voice, do not harden your hearts as you did in the rebellion. Who were they who heard and rebelled? Were they not all those Moses led out of Egypt? And with whom was He angry for 40 years? Was it not with those who sinned, whose bodies perished in the wilderness? And to whom did God swear that they would never enter His rest, if not to those who disobeyed? So we see that they were not able to enter because of their unbelief. Therefore, since the promise of entering His rest still stands, let us be careful that none of you be found to have fallen short of it. For we also have had the good news proclaimed to us, just as they did. But the message they heard was of no value to them, because they did not share the faith of those who obeyed. Now we who have believed enter that rest, just as God has said. So I declared on oath in my anger, they shall never enter my rest. And yet His works have been finished since the creation of the world. For somewhere He has spoken about the seventh day in these words: on the seventh day, God rested from all His works. And again, in the passage above, He says, they shall never enter my rest. Therefore, since it still remains for some to enter that rest, and since those who formerly had the good news proclaimed to them did not go in because of their disobedience, God again set a certain day, calling it today. This He did when a long time later He spoke through David, as in the passage already quoted. Today, if you hear His voice, do not harden your hearts. For if Joshua had given them rest, God would not have spoken later about another day. There remains then a Sabbath rest for the people of God. For anyone who enters God's rest also rests from their works, just as God did from His. Let us, therefore, make every effort to enter that rest, so that no one will perish by following their example of disobedience. Justice requires that debts be paid. God created us to love Him with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. He also instructs us to love our neighbors as ourselves. But every day we fall short of God's requirements, adding to our debt. Jesus, the eternal Son of God, came from heaven to become human and live among us. He kept God's law of love perfectly. Then, although He was innocent, He gave up His life on a cross for us, paying the debt of sin for all who would believe in Him. This is the good news that we are called to believe so that we can enter God's rest. In the Old Testament, some of God's people disobeyed and would not accept the good news that God would give them the promised land. They would not trust in God to bring them into His rest, and today, as the book of Hebrews explains it, the situation is similar. We need to trust in the good news of God's salvation through Jesus so that we can enter into His rest, enjoying the full, eternal life that God has in store for us. This is also called the Sabbath rest for the people of God. And the Sabbath day is a weekly reminder pointing to that rest. Repenting of sin and placing our faith in the crucified and risen Lord Jesus brings us into His rest. So we do well to ask, have I entered His rest, or am I still struggling in my own strength to find peace with God? Pray with me. Lord, thank You for the gift of true rest through faith in Jesus. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.